Hello.
Hey, Miss Angela, this is Tisha.
Hey.
Hey, Mama Soldo. It's up and running as of right now, so we're going to try to hurry up and get whatever needs to be done. So I've keyed everything in. You said you were switching back over to the state debit card, right?
Uh-huh. I still have mine, so it'll still be the same one, right?
Right.
Okay.
So I actually went ahead and typed up the email and everything.
Thank you.
So I emailed Treasury letting them know. I haven't sent it yet. I'm just about to let you know what's in the email.
Okay.
I emailed them letting them know that we had a direct deposit issue on the claim for non-delivered payment because the account that was on file was closed. The payment method has been updated to the state debit card that you already have, and that they can resolve the issue and start back releasing those payments to you, okay?
Okay, then, darling.
All right, so you're good to go. I got you in there. The payment method has already been switched over to state debit. The department that we're waiting on is the Treasury Department, because Treasury is the one that released those payments to you.
Uh-huh.
So we're waiting on Treasury to remove the issue because they're the ones who placed the issue on there. So that's why I went ahead and emailed them. So you're good. Make sure you continue doing those certifications. Hopefully they can get around to my email within the next day or two and respond back and remove the issue. Check that online tracker. Once the issue is removed, within 1 to 2 days, they'll go back and release the payments to you.
So which one should I go by, the new or old? Or just look at both of them? Because it's so crazy. They got both of them.
It is. See, they haven't really told us anything. Now, I'm assuming that you're supposed to be using that new one. I think everyone is supposed to be using
like, say, for instance, you finna mesh for the 5-year weekly claim. When you mesh that, that's when it comes up. And then you start, you know, because it's a different method of how you file your claim, too.
See, I'm not
it's
sure
a whole
how
different,
they...
like, system.
I'm not sure how they did that, because... I'm not sure. Because they're just now introducing it to us. They should have informed you all on what you need to do and what portal you need to be using.
As you claim, I guess that's when you see
it. Yeah.
But I just keep looking at both of them. So.
Okay. So I hopefully, like I said, now Treasury, they was moving pretty fast last week. Like, they was emailing back in like 5 minutes. This week, I'm not sure how fast they're moving, because yesterday was a holiday. Today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
So,
but it's fine. As long as I got in contact with you all and let y'all know, I just wanted that in. So I'm fine.
Okay. Now, if you have any more issues, give us a call back. But you've done everything from your end already as far as updating the payment method. And we also emailed Treasury. So, you know, somebody from the department emailed that other department for you, which I did that. And then I also left a note on your claim that I emailed them.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so, so welcome. And thanks for being patient with us. And thank you for calling the Alabama Department of Labor Claims line. And have a nice day, okay?
And you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.